Hello again to everybody. Just a quick correction or an understanding, actually. We say bracha she'en etzricha and bracha she'etzricha. So bracha she'en etzricha is in halacha, when you can do it, whatever we've been talking about. But when we say bracha she'etzricha, a bracha that's needed, it's not really a halachic need. In other words, when we say the bracha she'etzricha, it's not that situation must be done all the time. It's just if you did it in such a way, the bracha would not be a bracha she'en etzricha. It's sort of like, in other words, when we're saying a bracha she'etzricha, bracha that's needed, it's not a halachic term, but it's just saying that the bracha is not a bracha she'en etzricha, which is a halachic term. In other words, it's a bracha. You're allowed to do it in such a way, but it's not like, in other words, in the case, for example, with the fruits, right? To eat fruits before and have in mind the fruits, or to eat cake before the meal and have in mind the cake during the meal, whatever the case is, it's a good thing to do, but it's not something that you must do al pi halacha. I just want to make it clear. Everybody should have that understanding. We're just saying it as a term, as bracha shetzricha, that it's not a bracha that's made in vain, because there is a reason for making that bracha, and that is because you want to cover the cake during the meal, or you want to cover the fruit during the meal in conjunction with the halachas we have been talking about. I just wanted to straighten that out. Thank you for listening. Lachem bracha, kol tov.